This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to keep a difficult conversation on track when the other person keeps changing the subject. A practical system for staying focused when deflection pulls you off course. In short, when someone keeps changing the subject during a difficult conversation, most people follow them off track and never return to their original issue. The resolution they needed never comes. Difficult conversation deflection is almost always a defensive response, not a deliberate attack. You can name the drift, redirect with confidence, and still reach resolution without escalating tension. Having a clear process before you sit down is the only thing that keeps you anchored when the conversation pulls you sideways. Definition: difficult conversation deflection occurs when one person in a challenging workplace exchange repeatedly shifts the focus away from the issue at hand, introducing unrelated topics, counter-accusations, or past grievances to avoid engaging directly with the original concern. You sat down to address something important. Maybe a pattern of missed deadlines, a breakdown in communication, a piece of work that was not good enough. Within 4 minutes, you were somehow defending yourself against a complaint from 3 months ago that you thought had been resolved. The original issue was gone. The conversation had moved somewhere you never intended to go, and the person sitting across from you seemed, if anything, more comfortable in this new territory than you were. That is difficult conversation deflection. It derails more important workplace discussions than almost any other dynamic I have witnessed across 6 decades of professional life. And the worst part is that most people do not even notice it is happening until they are already lost. This article gives you a working process to recognize deflection early, respond without escalating, and hold your thread all the way to a resolution that actually sticks. Why deflection hits so hard in difficult conversations. Deflection works because it exploits your instincts. When someone raises a counterargument or a past grievance, every social instinct you have tells you to respond to it. Ignoring someone feels rude. Dismissing their concern feels unfair. So you address the new point, and suddenly you are managing 2 conversations at once, neither of them going anywhere. I have made this mistake more times than I care to count. I would walk into a conversation with a clear purpose, and walk out 2 hours later having addressed nothing I went in to address. The other person had not necessarily planned it that way. Deflection is almost never a conscious strategy. It is a survival response, the conversational equivalent of stepping sideways to avoid a blow. Understanding that matters. When you frame deflection as a personal attack, you escalate. When you understand it as discomfort in action, you can respond with both firmness and genuine compassion. If you want to build the skills to even begin these conversations, the first thing you need to accept is that the other person is probably not trying to defeat you. They are trying to survive the moment. What you need before the conversation starts. No process for managing deflection works if you arrive unprepared. Preparation here is not about anticipating every possible deflection and scripting a response to each. That way lies exhaustion. It is about knowing your anchor, the single specific issue this conversation exists to address. Write it down in 1 sentence before you sit down. Not a paragraph. Not a list of related concerns. 1 sentence. Something like, I need to talk about the fact that 3 project updates have been submitted late this month, and what we are going to do differently going forward. That sentence is your anchor. Every time the conversation drifts, you return to it. Every time you feel the pull to follow a new thread, that sentence is the ground you come back to. Without it, you have nothing to return to, and deflection wins by default. The 6-step process for holding the thread. Step 1. State the issue clearly and specifically at the outset. Before any deflection can happen, you need to establish the topic with precision. Vague openings invite drift. I wanted to talk about how things have been going is an open field. I need to talk about the 3 reports that were submitted after the deadline this month is a stake in the ground. Be direct and be specific. Name the behaviour or situation, not your interpretation of it. This is not about blame, it is about clarity. A clear opening makes deflection easier to identify when it happens, because the gap between your topic and the new topic becomes obvious to both of you. Step 2. Listen for the shape of the deflection. Not all deflection sounds the same. Some people raise a genuine counterpoint. Some raise a separate grievance. Some question your motives or your memory of events. Some become suddenly very interested in process. Is this the right time for this conversation? Learning to recognize deflection but Shake stops you from being caught off guard. The common thread in all deflection is a shift in subject away from the specific issue you named. If your topic is the late reports, and the other person starts talking about a meeting last month where they felt unsupported, that is deflection. It may be a real feeling, and it may deserve its own conversation, but it is not the conversation you came to have. Step 3. Acknowledge without following. This is the step most people miss. When you ignore a deflected point entirely, the other person escalates to make sure they are heard. When you follow the deflected point into a new conversation, you lose your thread. The third path is to acknowledge the point genuinely, then return. Here is a script that works in most situations. I hear that, and I want to make sure we come back to it. Right now, though, I need us to stay with the question of the missed deadlines. Can we do that? This is not a dismissal. You are not saying their point is invalid. You are saying it has a time and a place, and this is not it. The word yet can do good work here, too. I want to address that, and we can, but not yet. Let us stay with this first. Step 4. Name the pattern if it repeats. If deflection happens once, acknowledge and redirect. If it happens a second time, you may choose to do the same. But if it happens a third time, you need to name what is happening. Not as an accusation, as an observation. I notice we have moved away from the original topic a couple of times now. I want to understand why that is. Is something about this conversation difficult that we should talk about first? This reframes the deflection as information about the conversation itself, rather than as a barrier to it. Sometimes there is a genuine fear or confusion underneath the deflection that needs to surface before you can make progress. This question opens that door without forcing it. When persistent deflection reflects a deeper pattern of team conflict, the deal method for resolving conflicts gives you a structured way to address the root issue alongside the surface behavior. Step 5. Hold the line with calm repetition. There is a technique I have used for years that I sometimes call the steady return. When the other person deflects again after you have named the pattern, you simply restate your anchor sentence calmly and without frustration. Not word for word like a robot, but close. I understand there is a lot here. I still need us to focus on the missed deadlines and what changes we are committing to. That is the one thing I need us to resolve today. The key is that your tone stays level. Calm repetition signals that you are not going away and that you are not angry. It is the conversational equivalent of standing on solid ground while a storm moves around you. The other person eventually realizes that deflection is not working and the conversation can resume. Step 6. Agree a specific outcome before closing. A difficult conversation that ends without a clear, agreed outcome is not resolved. It is paused. And paused difficult conversations tend to restart in worse conditions. Before you close, name what has been agreed in specific terms. So what we have agreed is that you will send the weekly update by Thursday noon. And if something is going to be late, you will flag it to me by Wednesday morning. Is that right? If the other person deflects at this stage by questioning whether anything was actually agreed, return to your anchor and summarize what you heard them commit to. Get a clear yes before you close. If you need a framework for what happens after a conversation that has seriously damaged a working relationship, the bridge method for rebuilding after breakdown is worth knowing. When the conversation is on a video call. Remote difficult conversations are harder to hold on track. The natural rhythm of conversation is disrupted, silences feel more awkward, and it is easier for the other person to visually disengage without you noticing. Deflection can also be subtle. They start typing, they look away from the screen, they speak over you. All 6 steps still apply, but with a few adjustments. Use the other person's name when redirecting. Sarah, I want to come back to what we were discussing before we got into that. The name carries more weight on a call than it does face-to-face. It recaptures attention without confrontation. Keep your anchor sentence visible on a notepad beside your screen. It is easy to lose your thread on a video call when you cannot read the room the way you can in person. Write it down before you dial in and glance at it when you feel the pull of deflection. Follow up in writing immediately after the call. Summarize the agreed outcome and send it within the hour. This matters more in remote settings because the lack of physical presence means commitments feel less concrete. A written summary closes that gap. If the conversation escalated into something messier, knowing how to de-escalate arguments during meetings gives you an additional set of tools to draw on. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when someone deflects. Most of the failures I've seen in difficult conversations come down to three consistent mistakes. They are easy to make under pressure, and they all reward the deflection. The mistake: following the deflection into the new topic and arguing it. Why it happens: the new topic often feels urgent, or the other person raises it in a way that seems like an unfair attack you must defend against. What to do instead? Acknowledge the point briefly, then return to your anchor. You do not have to win the new argument to hold the original conversation. The mistake: becoming visibly frustrated when deflection repeats. Why it happens: repeated deflection feels disrespectful. It is natural to show that frustration. What to do instead? Frustration signals to the other person that deflection is affecting you, which makes them more likely to use it. Stay level. The calm person controls the conversation. The mistake: abandoning the original issue and ending the conversation without resolution. Why it happens: the conversation has gone on too long, and retreating feels like relief. What to do instead? Before you end any conversation that has not reached a clear outcome, say, "I need to come back to this. Can we schedule 15 minutes tomorrow?" Do not let an unresolved difficult conversation dissolve without a plan to finish it. Understanding how a mid-needs drive conflict can help you see why the other person keeps deflecting, which makes all three of these corrections easier to apply with genuine empathy. Your pre-conversation checklist. Use this before any difficult conversation where you expect deflection to be a risk. Number 1. Write your anchor sentence, one specific sentence naming the issue you need to address. Number 2. Identify the one outcome you need before the conversation can close. Number 3. Decide in advance how you will acknowledge a deflected point without following it. Number 4. Prepare your redirect phrase. "I hear that. I want to come back to it. Right now I need us to stay with anchor." Number 5. Decide you're naming the pattern phrase for if deflection repeats a third time. Number 6. Plan your closing summary, how you will confirm the agreed outcome in specific terms. Number 7. If remote, write your anchor on a notepad beside your screen and plan your written follow-up. If you are managing a situation where deflection is happening not one-to-one, but between two colleagues in a shared setting, the deal method for colleagues who refuse to cooperate and guidance on handling conflict during meetings both offer approaches that adapt well to those dynamics. The one thing that makes this whole process work: every part of this process depends on one thing. You have to want a resolution more than you want to be right. If you walk into a difficult conversation trying to win, deflection will make you angry because you will read every new topic as a move against you. If you walk in trying to reach an outcome, deflection becomes just another obstacle to navigate around, not a personal offense. I have watched many capable people lose important conversations not because they lacked the right words, but because they lacked the right purpose. Your anchor sentence is not just a tactical tool. It is a statement of intent. "This is what I'm here to resolve. Come back to it every time, with patience and without heat," and difficult conversation deflection loses most of its power. The process above has been tested over many years in offices, on building sites, in boardrooms, and across kitchen tables. It is not complicated, but it takes practice and it takes courage. Those two things, as far as I have ever seen, are the only things that consistently turn a difficult conversation from a loss into a genuine step forward. Frequently asked questions. What is difficult conversation deflection? Difficult conversation deflection is when the other person avoids the topic you need to address by raising unrelated issues, past grievances, or personal counterattacks. It is often a defensive response to discomfort, not a conscious strategy to obstruct. Recognizing it is the first step to redirecting effectively. How do you redirect a difficult conversation back on topic? Name the drift calmly and specifically, then restate the original issue without blame. A phrase like, "I want to come back to what we were discussing about the deadline," sets a clear anchor. Do this consistently, and the other person learns the subject will not be abandoned. Why do people change the subject during difficult conversations? People change the subject during a difficult conversation because they feel threatened, ashamed, or unable to defend their position. Deflection reduces their immediate discomfort. It is rarely a deliberate tactic, and more often an instinctive response to feeling cornered or exposed. What do you say when someone deflects in a difficult conversation? Say something direct and non-accusatory. I hear you, and I want to make sure we address that too. Right now, though, I need us to stay with the original issue. This acknowledges their point without abandoning your agenda and signals that deflection will not derail the conversation. How do you keep a difficult conversation on track remotely? On a video call, use the same redirection language, but pause before speaking to ensure the other person has finished. Use the person's name to recapture attention. Summarize the original topic in one sentence before redirecting. Written follow-up immediately after the call reinforces what was agreed. What are the most common mistakes people make when someone deflects? The most common mistakes are following the deflection into a new argument, becoming visibly frustrated, or abandoning the original topic entirely. Each of these rewards the deflection. The correction is to acknowledge the new point briefly, then return calmly and consistently to the original issue. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.